I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Today, the fight for freedom still goes on. Jesus said, "Peace I give you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." These words of Jesus resonate deeply in times of turbulence and uncertainty. There's the significance of the scripture. We are living in times of uncertainty. But when we go back and reestablish and reaffirm our beliefs, and if we go back and reestablish and reaffirm who we say we are, and if we go back and reestablish and reaffirm what we stand for, the Lord says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, if my people who love me and honor me and adore me, if my people who walk side by side with me, if my people who will carry their cross and know that they are my servant, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Is there an if in the house? Because Elohimitibatachi, the Lord will bring us into a greater fulfillment of all that he has in store for us. What are you doing to this black man, Lord? He's getting us ready for something so magnificent and so grateful. My brothers and sisters, I am reminded how Jesus was never concerned with what the world was saying about him. But Jesus was consistent in the plan that the Father had given him. And every now and then, when we are consistent with what God has given us, he will open doors that no man can close. And then he will close doors that no man can open. That's the God that we serve. As believers, we should all be steadfast in what God's word is telling to us to do. No matter if there's an army and a generation, no matter if there are legions that come against you, you just be consistent with what God has given you to do. Because in this generation, there are times when we can have obstacles. And these obstacles will come against the believers. But God, and God has equipped all believers with the tools to endure and be steadfast according to his divine decree for our life. That's what I love about the Lord. He's issued a divine decree that will not change. No matter how we cry, no matter how we whimper, no matter how we say, "I can't do it," the Lord says, "I've already decreed it." Jesus said something so profound on the Sermon on the Mount. As he looked over a generation of helpless people. That word helpless simply means that there was something that was lacking, there was something that was needed. And so the Lord knows everything that we need in life. The Lord knows every desire, every want, every situation that we will encounter in life. And the Lord says, "I have got something great for you." And so the Lord is speaking graciously and profoundly. And when the Lord opens up our eyes, we will see the manifestation of his grace as well as his mercy. The sermon showed how a person who is in a right relationship with God should conduct their life. Every now and then, when we open up the scripture, it ought to reveal how our relationship to the Lord should be. But better still, when we open up the scripture, it ought to show how our relationship would be with one another. And Jesus came and he showed and set the example how each and every one of us should live and how each and every one of us should treat one another. The Lord says, I came that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. The sufficiencies of the Lord is resonating right here, right now, in this generation, so that men will come to understand the urgency of what God has to say to his people. Because when you are baptized, born again with a price, you can't act the same way. When you have a relationship with our Lord, our God, and our King, you don't do things that you used to do. What kind of God is it that wakes us up in the morning and clothes us in our right mind? He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. And the Lord is doing something to this generation to let us know I'm still here. Now I know why he said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And the Lord is speaking prophetically to you and I today, shaking the hearts and the conscience of men. The Lord said, as he answered the questions concerning those who are helpless, and Jesus, knowing the answer to the hearts and the questions, began to speak when he said, blessed. Jesus said, blessed. Because I need to encourage you today, when so many things seem to be out of calibration, when so many things seem to be wrong, when so many things seem to be disillusioned, when so many things seem to be discontented, when so many things seem to be out of range, the Lord is saying, blessed. Oh, he said, blessed. Because you need to be encouraged, even in a messed up world, in a messed up time. Because the roads will get rough and the going will get tough and the hills will be hard to climb. But I started a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind, have you started out? Have you stayed on the path of righteousness? Have you done what God has called you to do? Have you lived the way he called you to live? I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind that the Lord is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Now I know why you speak like I speak. Because not everybody speaks the same language. And they will talk about you because they simply don't know what you're talking about and who you're talking to. But God, Elohim, Yahweh, Adonai, Jehovah, know everything that you're saying, because some things are between you and him. So God is speaking to our hearts. And God is waking us up. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when we go before our Father, he is doing something internally within us. There are times that we need to see the fulfillment of the revelation that he has in store for us. Where am I going with this, Lord? The word blessed means to be happy. Are good. And what love, and that what I love about the Lord is that everything he made, he called good. Jesus is teaching and establishing over the people something that would be life-changing, and this should have made them all happy. But when Jesus speaks, something happens, Antioch. Look at that first verse when Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When we see what God is simply saying, when we see what God is up to, blessed are the poor in spirit. In that third verse, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And when we think about what God is doing, Jesus looked into the weary eyes and spoke words that resonated beyond the surface, reaching the core of their very being. Sometimes the Lord has to shake us to remake us. Sometimes the Lord has to give us dreams, visions, and wonder. And isn't it amazing how the Lord knows what's going on in our lives? Before we even pray, He knew the prayer we would pray. He knew the time we would pray. He knew the condition that we would pray it in. Isn't it amazing how God knows it all? And I have understood. In the darkness of life, in the darkness of life, in the darkness of life, is where the light shines its brightest. Whenever you go through things and it's so difficult, whenever you get in a situation that is so dark, in the darkness of life, it's when we get on our knees and we look to the hill from which cometh our help, and know that our help comes from the Lord. So in the darkness of life, come the light that shineth into the world. Then Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Here Jesus reminds them that their grief was not in vain nor unnoticed. God has an all-seeing eye. He sees what no man can see, and He knows what no man knows. He is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, powerful, all knowledge. And He is everywhere. You cannot escape His eye, for wherever you go, that's where He is. The Lord, for He has promised to relieve and comfort us, to restore our hope of our heart, recognizing our needs and present them to the one who is able to assist. Pastor, my life is messed up. I may be able to pray with you. You notice I said with you. The optimum word is with you, because when I pray for you, we ought to be praying for one another. But there's one who can assist us in everything that we are praying for. And when we go to the one who can accomplish and do those things that would move us closer to Him, then you will see the Lord moving on our behalf. Through our sorrows and through the depths of His love and grace becomes even more clear. Whatever you're going through, the Lord is simply saying, I'm bringing you through something. I'm preparing you for something greater. I'm doing something in you that will allow you to stay linked and close to Me. But this is hard. This is difficult. If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow Me. It ain't supposed to be easy. Then Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. These are those who are truly humble and gentle and have a proper relationship or an appreciation of their position. God is watching the character of the person. And that's why the Lord calls and chooses men to be disciples. You did not choose Me. I chose you. I was happy and contented in Dallas. I was happy and contented serving in Dallas. I was happy and contented working at Greater Providence. I was happy and contented working at St. John Primitive Baptist. I was happy and contented, but God said, that's not enough. Because what I have is far greater than your happiness and your contentment. It is about the glory, the salutation, and the expectation of what's about to come.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If any